This is GQDN for Thursday, February 13th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes.
They're good.
Really, really good. Once you make your selections, put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase and stuff. Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. Go check that out. Lots of good stuff up there too. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we got some PlayStation news in there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Xbox is getting a free demo. And a mobile game is leaving the online stores. But we begin today with Nintendo versus Power World. According to NintendoLife.com, the Nintendo Power World lawsuit could go international because there are new patents in the U.S. Now, the lawsuit has been going on for about 6 months now, and Nintendo Life has been following it ever since. And they got into some of the patents that are involved, and some of them went to the U.S. Games Fray did report that 3 patents applications were approved in the U.S. in the past few months. Number 1217911 in December 2024, 1219432 in January, and 1222068 earlier this week. And that was about exchanging items with other players. That was the middle one, the one in January. But the one in December and February were about the details in creature catching. But there was another U.S. patent that was filed back in September 2024, but that was rejected by the Patent Office on 22 of the application's 23 claims. And the final claim, which was switching out the creatures you can ride, was objective too. Now, with one of those being rejected, there's still 2 patents out there to be either approved or rejected. But this case does go on, and go on it does. But that's not the only lawsuit that they're worried about. According to NintendoLife.com again, Nintendo and Amazon did file a $7 million default judgment because of a fake Amiibo suit. Now, both companies are seeking a judgment on a joint lawsuit that was filed back in October 2023 because they alleged that sellers sold fake Nintendo products on Amazon. The plaintiffs did file documents in the U.S. earlier this week, and they are requesting a judgment that will award them $7 million in statutory damages against the third-party sellers. According to the documents, there were 27 Nintendo trademarks infringements results in the statutory damages, which carries a minimum of $27,000 to a maximum of $54 million. The $7 million figure was proposed because of the sales of the counterfeit products, and we shall see what happens with this one too. 2 lawsuits by Nintendo. Blizzard, on the other hand, according to Eurogamer, said that Diablo 4 will not come out with an expansion this year. In fact, the next expansion won't come out until 2026, and that's via the Diablo annual plans. Now, how did they know this? Well, Rod Ferguson was at the DICE panel event, and that was attended by Jason Schreier, and Ferguson said that the expansions will be released annually. So here's what he said at the DICE event, quote, "In 2025, or just before Season 8, we'll have a 2025 roadmap for Diablo 4. Now, our second expansion won't be on that roadmap, because our second expansion is coming in 2026, but at least players will have the road ahead," end quote. Now, a Blizzard spokesperson did talk to Polygon after the event, quote, "In his DICE Summit presentation today on building a resilient live service, Diablo GM Rod Ferguson emphasized serving the game over the plan. To that, we are excited to share that we are in development on our second expansion for Diablo 4, which will debut in 2026. So what happened? Why is that going to 26? The article does not give that answer. We'll have some thoughts on that Saturday, I'm sure. But that's okay, at least it wasn't shut down. Square Enix, according to Eurogamer, has shut down some mobile games. In fact, they did shut down the iOS version, according to Eurogamer, the Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, due to an ongoing bug. Oh, the game was sick. Players did report they were unable to access any additional content that was purchased with the iOS game. And the publisher did say that changes were made in the in-app purchases model. So here's what a notice from Square Enix did read. Quote, further investigation revealed that we are unable to comply or completely fix the bug and implement the new changes, making it unlikely to resume service for the game. Thus, we must regretfully announce that it will end support for the iOS version on the Final Fantasy Chronicles. Now, if you made in-app purchases in January last year or later, you will be able to request a refund via Apple support. Square Enix did confirm that other versions of the game will remain unaffected. That includes the GameCube back in 2003 and the remastered versions for Switch, PlayStation 4, Android, and iOS in 2020. Now, Esports Insider, as we switch tracks, said that Overwatch 2 did announce a new collaboration with Lay Seferum. That's a K-pop, and that's a second collaboration that will be happening in March 2025. And of course, they'll bring some new skins, some cosmetics, all that stuff. So there's some good stuff right there. And just for all you Xbox players, can't leave you guys out. You see, there's a free demo that is available today. It's Like a Dragon, Pirate Yakuza, and Hawaii from Sega. And of course, we talked about it yesterday on the PlayStation State of Play. But the demo is out and is free right now. So if you like that type of game, go play it. But that will also be on PlayStation. Engadget did say that Sony sold 74.9 million PlayStation 5s. And that's the sales with 9.5 million sold over the last 3 months. And that's what the company did say in an earnings release. And that's 1.3 million more than the same quarter last year. So well done to PlayStation. You want to see what's on PlayStation though? There'll be a game out tomorrow via the PlayStation blog, and it is called The Girlfriend from Hell. Yep, and there's a YouTube post about it. So now you're the guy, and now you gotta start doing things right, because she's gonna mess with you in every which way possible. Oh boy, even almost break your house. Yikes! But that comes out tomorrow. But if you want something that comes out today, if you have Astrobot, PlayStation Lifestyle did say that the big Astrobot PlayStation 5 update dropped today and it is free. Higher levels for Astrobot, new bronze trophies, whole bunch of stuff. And along with some events. February 13th, TikTok Shock. February 20th, Thruster Bust. February 27th, Cockadoodle Doom. March 6th, Hard to Bear. March 13th, Armored Hardcore. Tomorrow is finally Friday, and we'll see you then. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some video games, people.